FBI Director Kash Patel applauds Mexico for giving up an FBI most wanted suspect. By Paul Bois on March 18, 2025. FBI Director Kash Patel praised Mexican authorities on Tuesday for arresting and handing over an FBI's 10 most wanted suspect. Patel responded to the arrest of Francisco Javier Roman Bardales, an alleged senior leader in the MS-13 gang, who was detained on Monday in Veracruz by Mexican soldiers and federal agents. In a post on X, Patel confirmed the arrest and praised Mexico for its work in apprehending the suspect. "I can now confirm that last night, working with the DOJ and other interagency partners, the FBI has extradited one of our 10 most wanted from Mexico, one we believe to be a key senior leader of MS-13, Francisco Javier Roman Bardales," he wrote. "He was arrested in Mexico and is being transported within the U.S. as we speak, where he will face American justice. This is a major victory both for our law enforcement partners and for a safer America. Thank you to our brave personnel for executing the mission. And thank you to Mexico's SSPC and FGE teams for their support of the FBI in this investigation and arrest," he added. According to the Associated Press, AP, Roman Bardales faces charges related to violent crime, drug distribution and extortion in the Eastern District of New York. The Mara Salvatrucha was one of 8 Latin American criminal organizations declared foreign terrorist organizations by the U.S. government last month, noted the AP. The arrest and swift handover came just weeks after Mexico handed over 29 drug cartel figures, including drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985. Mexico has also stepped up operations against the Sinaloa cartel, a main trafficker of fentanyl to the United States, it added. As Breitbart News reported, over the weekend Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act to begin deporting hundreds of illegal alien gang members with Tren de Aragua and the MS-13 gangs, both of which are now designated as terrorist organizations. The left-wing American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and Soros-linked Democracy Forward sued the Trump administration on behalf of 5 illegal aliens accused of being gang members to stop the deportations, though planes of nearly 300 gang members had already taken off for El Salvador, said the report. Boasberg issued a temporary restraining order blocking Trump from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal alien gang members. Trump officials said they got the order from Boasberg when the gang members had already landed in El Salvador, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.